Okay, we're holding a Reish Mem Dalid, Sif Dalid. So the Mechaber says, Melechas Farhesia, Afilu b'metaltalim, Kegoyin Svina Hayadul Yisrael, Dinikamay Melechas Mechubar. We know that anything that's Mechubar is more Chomer, as we've said a few times already, because it's Nikra al Shemoy. So when you have something that's metaltalin, but if it's a Melechas Farhesia, if it's something that's done in public, kegoin, svina, hayadul Yisrael, you have a boat that everyone knows is a Jewish boat, so it's considered like mechuber, and it has the same chumras that it's aser to do because of maris ayin. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Chav Gimel. Hayadul Yisrael, so the Mishnah Berurah qualifies. What are we talking about here? Ein my rishos, I saw b'shus Yisrael. It's not talking about you doing it in the Jews' rishos. Dihachi, this Simon doesn't talk much about metaltalin, but this is the second time at least that he referenced that in Reish Nun Beis, if Beis, we're going to talk about even things that are not mechuber, but if it's done on the Jew's property, that already is a problem. So our boat here in our Melachas Farhesia, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't say it's referring to the Jewish property, because that, you don't have to make it like mechuber. Metaltalin is enough. Daf b'metaltalin aser Moses b'shus Yisrael, like it says over there in Reish Nun Beis. Elamayri shaloi b'veisei. We're talking about not in the Jew's house, we're talking about even the guy's house, in his rishus. But it's something that everybody knows that this thing, even though it's metaltalin, like a boat, but everyone knows it's the Jew's boat. If everyone knows it's the Jew's boat, so therefore that enough is enough to make it a problem. But they say, it has to be when the guy is doing it, it's not enough that the boat is one that everyone knows. It has to be in a place that everybody sees the boat. So when they see the boat and they know it's a Jewish boat, and they know it's the Jew's boat, it's a problem. But if it's done in private, so the fact that if someone's going to end up seeing it, they'll know it's a Jew's boat because everyone recognizes it, but it's not being done in a public manner. It's being done in the backyard of the guy, which nobody really sees. If a Jew happens to wander in there, that's a different story, but it's not called before Hesia. Again, Kedemuchach, B'simin, Reish Nun Beis, Sev Gimel. These are all halachas from Reish Nun Beis. So we talked about this. It depends how Chazal were geyser it. Depends. Over here was that chashad. You have to, there's different things in Maris Ayin and chashad. But here, clearly, there was heterim b'tzina. Okay. Now we go to Sif Hei. And there's a lot of steps in this Sif. We'll see how much we'll do tonight. Im sachar ein Yehudi l'shana o l'shtayim. Let's say you hire a guy for a year or two. In other words, for an extended amount of time. What's his job? Sheyichtav loy, he's your scribe. In the old days, they had a scribe. He writes for you. Or sheyereg loy beged, or you want him to weave for you a beged. Hareze koisev v'oireg b'shabbos. Now, we know there is hiring a guy by the day or by the hour. That's always a problem. We know there's hiring a guy by the job. Okay. Now we have a case where you're not hiring by the hour, but you're also not really hiring by the job. You hired him for a specific amount of time for a year. His job in that year is to make for you a beged. So what is that? It's not by the job, but it's also not just by the time, because the time is for a job, for a specific job. So Hareze Kaisev Arig B'Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to write and weave on Shabbos. Ki'ilu katzatz imay sheyichtav le'sefer esharag le'beged. It's ki'ilu, you hired him for the job, to write the sefer, or to weave the beged. Now, even though there's a time tied to it, the year you hired him by, however, says the Shulchan Aruch, why? Shu oise b'chalei sheyirtze. The whole reason why hiring someone by the job is mutter is because you're not telling him to work on Shabbos. He has a job to do. Finish the beged. He wants to work Shabbos. He wants to work Sunday. It's not your problem. He can work when he wants. And when he's working on Shabbos, he's doing it for his own personal convenience so that he should be free on Sunday and Monday. So there's no problem. So here also is the same thing. You hired him. You're hired for the year to do a beged for me. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. If he wants to do it on Shabbos, so he doesn't have to work on Sunday. Your matara is to get the job done by the end of the specific time. But it has to be that if one day he decides not to work, you don't deduct from his pay, because then it shows that it's more of a day worker as opposed to a big job worker. However, that's a side thing, like we've just been saying it. He can't do the malach in the Jew's house. As we said, whenever it's in the Jew's house, it's much more chomer. So the first opinion that says, okay, it's a shitas harambam, as we'll see. V'yesh oimrim, that it is usur, that's the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he says no. Since there's a time that's tied to this, so it's usur. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berura the details of this halach. Says the Rama, one more knech, v'davka sheschari l'melecha miyuchedes. Even this, the matirim, are talking about you hired him for the year to write a book for you, to sew or to weave a beged. Going beged larag a sefer lichtoiv. Avok shischari lechol hamelacha sheyitzdarech. Let's say you hire him to do whatever is needed. He's the guy. He runs the household, right? He's the manager of the house. He's the butler, whatever he is. His job is to do whatever is needed, teich zman aschiros, in this year. I hire by the year, not for a specific job. Whatever needs to be taken care of, you take care of. L'kulei alma aser. Even though you say, one second, but I hired him by time, by the year. You just said that's okay. That's when it's a time for a specific job. When it's for all jobs, as we'll see the reason in the Mishnah Berura, everyone's going to agree that that's aser, even the Rambam.
How's it clean and later?
What do you mean?
People use clean ladies on Shabbos. They do malachas. They do it on their own.
They're not doing malacha for the clean lady is not allowed to do a malacha for the yid on Shabbos. The only malacha she's allowed to do is if it's something that's really able to be done by oifen hater, and for her own convenience she does it by oifen iser. So you can wash dishes with cold water. I can wash dishes with cold water. So it's easier for her to do hot water because it goes quicker and it's not as cold on her hands. That's for her own convenience. But to go do a real malacha for a yid that a yid can't do, that's not allowed by a cleaning lady. She can't vacuum or anything like that.
Why don't we say that the butler is one big job with some...
So we'll see. We have to see the Mishnah Berura to see all the details. So now let's go to the Mishnah Berura, Sivkat and Chav Dalet. So this we said, he's hired for the year to write. Sheyich Devloi. So in this Rambam Shita that it's mutter, we have a Machloikis Magen Avram and the Taz. Kos of Magen Avram. Kavonas HaRambam. What does the Rambam mean? What is his case where it's mutter to hire him for a year for a job? Kiderech HaSorim. It's like these Choshevah people. Sheyesh Lem Soifer Miyuchad. They have a special scribe. Oichayet Miyuchad, or a special tailor. That what's the guy's job? Whenever the sar needs something written, the guy's job is to write. But when there's no letters that need to be written, so then he doesn't do anything. So what does that mean to say? The Jew has a letter that needs to be written. Okay? Now, it doesn't have to be written dafka on Shabbos. It has to be written. It will be sent out next week. His job is, when letters need to be written, he writes them. Does he have to write it on Shabbos? He can write it on Sunday. The Jew will be just as happy. B'chalei she'irza. Shere Yisrael ein oimer loy lases b'Shabbos. The Yid's not telling him to do it on Shabbos. V'im ratza oisa l'machar. So it has to be the type of job that, number one, it's not happening every single day that something needs to happen. There's off times. And because there's off times, there's wiggle room and leeway that if he wants to do it on Sunday, that's okay too. So the Jew doesn't gain that it needs to be done on Shabbos, because if it's done on Shabbos, the guy will have Sunday free for himself. If he does it on Sunday, he'll have Shabbos free. The Yid doesn't really care. Aval, im schari larag loy tamid bishanazu. But there's a nuance here. But if his job is to constantly be sewing, to always be writing something, either you're writing my letters, you're writing this, you're writing, doing something, so you say, what do you mean? But he was hired by the job. No. And even if he doesn't, the guy says, you know what, today I need a vacation, want to take an off day, you don't subtract it, so you say it's not dependent on the day. Now, I don't know which Mishnah Berurah everybody has, but in many Mishnah Berurahs there's a line missing here, including in mine. There's a line, and I'll bring you, the way you'll tell if you're missing the line is, if you'll notice, in the line before this, there's a Chaf Ches for the Shaar Tzion. Two lines later, in the beginning of the line, there's a lamed. If you're missing a chaf tes in the middle, that means you're missing a line, right? Some of them have it, some of them don't. This one I see, this new one I have does have it, my old one doesn't. Some of them there do, some of them don't. So, the next word should be here. It says, again, it's asur af shei medaktiv labitol ezayim, mikamakayim, but the end of the day, the Jew is gains. Why? Because he always has work for this guy. This guy's always supposed to be working. So the fact that he works today means that tomorrow he's going to be ahead of the game. If he doesn't work on Shabbos, he's going to be a day behind in the work that needs to be done. So since I'm being marviach and it being done on Shabbos, so therefore that is usur. So that's what the Magen Avraham holds.
So working all the time doesn't mean not being able to take a lunch break.
Correct, right. It just means, but his job is a constant thing. There's no offs and ons. In other words, the Magen Avraham says the case that it's mutter is where the guy writes letters every once in a while, and his job is, and the other times, yoishiv batal. But if my job is, make sure you're, you know, in working hours, you're busy, that's what always needs to be done, and I have stuff that needs to be done, that's going to be a problem. Umeataz mashma, and this is where chavtes of the Shaar Tzion comes in. Umeataz mashma, the gam bechiyai gavna choshiv l'rabam kablonus, that even in this situation, the Rambam holds it's called kablonus. Kevin sheinei makriv olav im yivatel ezayim, because if he's going to take off a day, you're going to say, okay, I'm going to be behind, but I'm not going to subtract from you. So what makes kablonus? There's a machloik, is there a Magen Avraham in the Taz? How to understand the Rambam in this case? What defines something as kablonus? The Taz is saying the Rambam holds kablonus means that you don't deduct days if he takes off, you don't deduct from his pay. That shows that it's one big job. The fact that he's supposed to always be writing, and you gain by him writing today, that's not a problem. And the Magen Avraham says, no, that can't be the case. What makes something kablonus is when you're not marviach him working on Shabbos. Meaning, Shabbos, Sunday, it doesn't make any difference as long as the job gets done. But if he's always supposed to be writing, and you're marviach that he writes on Shabbos, zok the Magen Avraham, that's a problem. So, machlokes Taz and Magen Avraham, how to learn the Rambam. And we go, and then it continues, that's where the missing line continues. Dim hu came chain a makal of about the zayim. Dim hu makbid alav shelo yeshev ezayim batal. But if he's makbid and any day that he can't stay batal, asur lekulei alma. Everyone agrees it's asur. To havi kiilu tzivo lasis b'yayim haShabbos. Because then it's kiilu. He told him you must work on Shabbos. If not, you're getting deducted. Oid kasev ataz. The Taz has another halacha. Dim sechari ligmar sefer ebege teich oisiz man. Let's say you give him, you hire him by a time, but you tell him in that time you got to finish this job. Then who makbid? That shows that you're makbid that it should get done, and it's usur for him to work on Shabbos. V'hainu b'shiyadu adiyef sheligmar im lo shiyasa gam b'shabbos. The only way he could finish the job is if he works on Shabbos. So therefore, it's kilu. You told him you have to work on Shabbos. What do you mean? I hired him by the job. Va'af, and this is a big chiddush. Va'af shim yenis atzmai v'yeshev b'layla. Let's say the guy says, okay, the yid says, you don't really have to work on Shabbos. If you work all night and you push yourself really hard, you make a mishmer Thursday night, a matzah Shabbos, you'll get it done. Yuchal ligmar b'chol. Af al pikein havezek imitzavah loy lasez b'Shabbos. But if what's the normal way of working, the only way for it to be done, is if it happens on Shabbos, that's called ki'ilu your mitzavenu on Shabbos. Even though you hired him by the job and by the time, but since there's no other way for him to do this job other than working on Shabbos, it's a problem. Came beer upon a mirror's kavanoska viskimay neged eli rabba. Fine, that's itself a machlaikas. So that's what we have, the first nikud in the Rambam. What do we have here? That's what we have anyways. Okay, fine. Chavav, and we said, but he's not allowed to deduct days. As long as he doesn't, not so makbid, if he takes off a day, that's okay. But also, if it's not Beves Yisrael, again, by the job, even metaltalim, doing a malacha in a Jewish home is aser, so it's not allowed in a Jewish home. So that is the Shita Saramba. Chav Ches, v'yesh mish oiser. Who's the oiser? Who das harayvet. This is the rayvet. Now, we have to now say, why does the rayvet argue? So we say, well, it depends on what the Rambam holds. We have a Taz and a Magen Avram. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vinei l'das ha-taz hanal." According to the Taz, who said before that, again, the Magen Avram says it's talking about that he has to have free time. But if he doesn't have free time, it's aser. The Taz says, even if he doesn't have free time, it's okay. The Ravid's very good. It's simple. The Svirle, the Avshene Makbid al Bitulai, it's true you don't deduct the days. It was very hard to understand the Rambam Shita according to the Taz. At the end of the day, the guy was hired to continuously write. And you gain by him writing on Shabbos because then he's ahead of the game on Sunday and on Monday. So the Ravid says that's no good. And that's why he argues. Uladas ha-Magen Avram anal gam keim nicha. According to the Magen Avram, who says the Rambam was matter in a case where sometimes he works, sometimes he doesn't, so it's as if he's doing it on his own time. Nicha desvile l'harayvit d'Yisrael marviach mashayse b'Shabbos. There's another nekuda over here. When you hire someone to write a book for you or to do a specific job, so you don't care as long as the job gets done by the end of the term. If he works Shabbos, he works Sunday, it doesn't really make a difference to you. But in this case, yes, it's true that you hired him to write. And yes, it's true that if you have nothing for him to write, he doesn't do anything. But what happens if you have something for him to write 2 days in a row? Let's say you have something for him to write on Shabbos, and you have something to write on Sunday. So if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, so he's going to be backed up for your Sunday job. If he does it on Shabbos, you've gained. Now you have something. Now it's possible you won't have something on Sunday. You won't have something till Wednesday. And you're right, it doesn't make a difference. But it's possible the other way too. So the Ravid says, "Yisrael marviach b'mashoyse b'Shabbos." He gains. D'shem yitzarach gam l'machar lichtoiv. Because maybe Sunday there'll be a letter to write. V'lo yuchal asa shneam kechad. And he's going to be stuck. If he's backed up from Shabbos, he won't be able to write both things. So therefore, you are gaining by it happening on Shabbos. And that's why the Ravid argues. Now, then we said, says the Ramah, but this is all only still when he has a specific job. L'melacha miyuchedes, like to write or to sew. D'vezeh efsheh sh'leigia l'Yisrael revach ha'yedei zeh sh'vayseh b'Shabbos. That's when the Ramah holds, since it's by the job, it's possible there are scenarios that you won't gain by it happening on Shabbos. K'goyin sh'leigia yitztarech ha'Yisrael ha'rigo ha'ksiva kol kach. It won't be such a busy writing season, a busy sewing season. So therefore, you'll end up that you don't gain by him working on Shabbos. Avelim l'chol ha-melachas, but if he's hired to do all melachas that are necessary, kariv ha-dover levad, he'll say, but maybe there'll be a day that there's no work to be done. No, it's much more kariv levadai, sheitztorich l'machar melacha acheres. There's always something that happens to be done. It's a fluke when you don't have a melacha that has to be done. V'im kain, and if that's true, marviach ha-yisrael b'melacha se'enu yehudi b'shabbos, so therefore the Yid is being marviach because by working today, he's available for the tomorrow's job that's going to come up and it's going to come up because that's the norm. Okay, l'chol ha-melachas, so we said, but if you hired him to do all the melachas, umitam ze yesh limchos biyad ha-shvachos kishoysim melachas adinei ha-mishabes. And this, for this reason, says the Mishabura, you have to protest the shvachos, the servants, when they do melacha for their masters in Shabbos, afilu kishois in shaloi beveis Yisrael, even if it's not in the Jew's house, v'shaloi betzivu baleim, and even though they weren't told to do it, dohaheim schurim l'chol ha-melachas, because these shvachas are hired to take care of whatever needs to be done in the house. And that's this halacha that says that if they do it on Shabbos, there's a harvacha because they'll be available Sunday to do the next job. And for sure, if they do malach in the Jew's house, that is also even when it's a specific job. Forget about a general job, like we said before. Rabbeinu Simcha was machmer, and he says that a shivcha is not allowed to even do her own melacha in her master's house. She wants to do her laundry, right? She can't do her laundry. She's not doing it for her bialim. She's a guy. She's doing what she wants, right? No, because people are going to see that she's doing the laundry and they're not going to know that it's hers. But your rabbi hevi b'shem sefer atshumas, the melacha is atzmei mutter. So your rabbi says, no, it's mutter, and he wants to say Rabbeinu Simcha agrees to him. Why it is aser. Now, this could be maybe by the laundry, you could say this svara too. Maybe by the laundry case wasn't a good example. But let's say she wants to sew her own begadim. So that, she's doing a malacha, but it's mutter even in the Balabais' house. Shuniker shemalachas atzma hiyosa. Everyone's able to see it's her begadim. So I guess it would have to be nicker that it's the shivcha as opposed to the Jew's begadim. Vayin shamoid mashakasav binyan zev, vayin mashakasavnu besiv katan lamed hei. Later on in lamed hei, he's going to talk about this again when things are nicker that it's being done for the shivcha. So this is we have over here the Mishabura. It seems to be that this was a problem going on, and this is why he's focusing on this, that they had the shvachas doing malacha for their masters, even shaloi beveis hadeneim. You have to be moicha. And then there's a shaila if a shivcha could do her own malacha beveis Yisrael. That seems to be a machlokes if it's mutter or not. If it's nicker klar that it's hers, and anyone who sees it will say, of course she's doing it for herself, nothing to do with her master, that seems to be that everyone says it's okay. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue next time.